a pick up the day. Say, hi, kid, to your fellow son, what? Say, God damn it, too goddamn hot out there for me, kid. I will pick some more cotton. I said, I know, say, you know, God took a yell, but that damn son, whoa, had a son burned me up one day. I said, well, he does pick cotton. I said, oh, yeah, hell, I ain't going back no more. He said, where you going? He picked cotton when he sold it, and Mr. Lemon sold it. And he got to get what he wanted, he took what he wanted for him, I guess. So he called, and made calls, he does the same thing. But I picked a little cotton red cell myself.
When the cotton came up, you had to...
hoard? Yeah, you got to hoard the next whole kid. And after it didn't grow, you know, it grow and stop. Make a stump, and it start to grow it up, and then flowers come out, and well, it looked pretty after the beer.
Yeah. About July, was it July when the cotton?
I think about July and August, yeah.
Was when it was what?
At the full grow, there you go pick cotton. You had to go pick.
Was there a time when you didn't go out in the field anymore?
Oh, yeah, you had to go out and hold, pick that grass out there, keep that grass on in there.
Hold it,
hold it, bitch, you know, keep the grass on, pass the rules.
Yeah.
But after that, it's all right till it. Grass grew good.
You laid it by?
Huh?
You lay your cotton by?
Laid by. And you go in there, you put a hole, you put it tight up to it. But you could, then you lay it the corner and lay it by. You know? And the cotton's going all right. Crop corn. Corn was the same thing.
Did you ever, what'd you break ground with in the spring?
With a plow?
What kind? No.
It had a two-wheel plow there, used to break it. And after that, they got sort of using a dish. They had a big old dish. Used to go along there and cut the grass and pick it up a slow roll. When they got rid of that, then they started to get the big old plow that they got now. Started to use another plow. It tear up the pieces. And sometimes, the limit had a plow come over there. They go for what's inside the tractor. Pull that plow, that's a wood plow, said the plow. So take that tight up bed and just chop it up. All kind of weed. I said, well, so he's doing it right with it. Well, it run like that a while and after that, and look on it, it fix the land now, like, oh Lord, put it in that there. Because it got a little.
Put it in
there? Oh yeah, baby, be put it out there. Pull the land up, and pass that, and put it up again. And they cut it out behind that with a great big old table and level it off.
Harrow?
Not a harrow, some kind of machine they got. I don't know what kind of machine, but it got a big blade on it. It got five or six blades. And they pass it one another and they push that knife back. Then they come in and they run a little tree across that. It don't want usable.
Run a little
drink? Little tree across. It don't want usable, no more ditches. It is cut. It just run it. One little tree is out of cut, or what the ditch supposed to be. One little tree where it all runs off in there. That's the way you fix it now. So you have to change it.
Yeah.
Change a long way, man.
The trenches cut by the plow was called, those were?
Plow, when the guy block cut them with trenches, they got plow there now, it's called some kind of machine.
Yeah.
And so you run it's a tractor. But you run a tractor, and the tractor comes over and cut the drain in there. Cut it in like a ditch. And pull it back, let be flat up, hide it home. Fly it in there. Go out right there, you dig that thing out. And then you let it call that a drain. But that'll be for the water run off.